My bad.
That's all good.
Doesn't usually happen. Dub CNN welcomes OPO from Legendary Group Souls of Mischief. We had a user error, technical difficulty. Hieroglyphics crew, once again, how are you in the hot sun out here, man?
Man, I'm chilling, you know. Just like I said, man, out here, you know, on a freshly dipped tour with Hiro, man, you know, promoting the Vulture's Wisdom album. And I'm like, just really looking forward to performing tonight because the album is out tonight, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like a celebration, like.
Yeah. How is it? Because I know you guys are road warriors. So how is it? I mean, how many dates are you into the tour right now?
Man, we really just kind of just started, like, really, you know what I mean? So it's not really, we're not really too deep into it. But, you know, I've been doing it for years, man. So it's kind of like, you know, it's like, you know, muscle memory kind of, you know, I'm used to, like, sitting in a moving vehicle for, you know, hours on end or whatever. So it's not that bad. You know, I don't have any complaints, man. You know, I'm blessed that I'm even able to come out here and do this. You know, I'm lucky to have this opportunity, man. I know people that, you know, just ain't as fortunate as me, you know what I'm saying, to be able to have these opportunities. So,
yeah.
You know, I love it. And, you know, on top of that, I get to do, you know, my dream come true. So, you know, I ain't got no complaints, man. It's love. It's lovely.
Cool. One of the reviews of Vulture's Wisdom Volume 1 said that he's so damn good at his craft, he fools you into thinking his freshness is effortless. Now, does creating high-quality music with top-notch lyrics, does that come easy to you? How do you go about maintaining that hunger that you hear on the mic?
Well, I'm like, within Hieroglyphics, it's kind of like there's a competitive nature, you know what I mean, that, like, drives us all to where it's not really, like, it's no beef or nothing like that, but, like, nobody wants to be outshined, you know what I mean? That's, like, that's our, and it happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be doing a song with Casual or whatever, and he's just going to shine on me, you know what I mean? It's, like, it just ain't a good feeling. It always, like, kind of keeps you on your toes, you know what I mean? So people around me was just, like, excelling and getting better, and just, like, metaphors was, you know, developing, vocabulary words was just crazy, you know what I mean? So being around that type of creativity, like that original real hip-hop type of thing, you know, and, like, the dudes that I'm with is just, they naturally competitive too, so they be throwing them darts, like, at me, like, you know what I mean? Not like I said, it ain't no beef.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's just to keep us on our toes. It's like sparring, like, you know what I'm saying? So
my boy says, me and my boy like to say, iron sharpens iron.
Exactly. Exactly. Like
that same review went on to say, OPO is one of the top rappers in the game today. So I guess you kind of touched on that with, I was going to ask you about the competition within Hiro. So, I mean, cool thing I like about Hiro is that everybody has a unique voice, so it's not as if you get drowned out by having the same type of style.
Yeah.
and everybody comes with their unique thing, so that sounds kind of cool. But Vulture's Wisdom is a trilogy, right?
Yeah, well, it's all there's different volumes,
right,
of the work that I'm doing with Architect. So
okay.
Basically, me and him are doing working together, you know what I'm saying, on this album. He produced it, the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically the lane. That's the concept kind of behind the record that he's producing it. And, you know, that's how it became. It developed into, like, a thing about volumes because we had so much material, you know what I mean? And, like,
yeah,
we basically recorded one record and we just didn't want to stop. It just was vibing, you know what I mean? It ended up doing, like, you know what I'm saying, just two more records, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's just, like, we got the material right now. We just wanted to let people know that, you know, we got stuff coming. So it's not just like it's going to just be this one thing. We're going to hit people with more stuff. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm antsy to get it out there, but it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? As an artist, I always like to just have everything out there right at the moment. But,
yeah,
you know, you got to let people kind of digest this record and whatever. I know there's people out there that be like, yo, I heard it. I want the new one now today. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I be wanting to get them to those dudes, but no, I gotta just be patient, man. But it's coming, though. You know what I'm saying? It's fire.
You talked about being in that zone. How is this the first time? I mean, I know you've been in this for a while, so I'm not trying to say this is the first time.
Nah.
Real tight shit. But was that the first time you got in a zone like that where you just felt, man, we just gotta keep on going and just keep recording? And how does being in that type of zone feel?
Well,
what's the kind of?
It's not really necessarily the first time it's happened, but this is like this. project was like, it's a first time thing that's happened with me, because I always basically work with hieroglyphics. Everybody produces all my stuff,
Yeah.
I mean, I have a few cats here and there that I fool with or whatever, but you know what I mean? For the most part, every time you see OPO or hear OPO, it's all underneath hieroglyphics. So, like,
yeah.
I've been in zones where I've been working with Hiero, and you know, we're just working, and just like things were just, everything's clicking or whatever, but this is a little different because it's with someone, you know, these, all them dudes I grew up with, they all my boys, and like it's like second nature for us, you know what I'm saying? We could just go outside, punch each other in the face, and come inside and do a song or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, we brothers more than just homies. But Architect is like an artist that I had like a lot of respect for, and I've been a fan of his music for a long time, so to have the opportunity to work with him, you know, I was excited, you know what I mean? And he just got like a lot of material. So we was kind of like inspiring each other, and it was like it was a new zone that I was in this time, because I'm working with somebody outside of Hiero, you know what I mean? But it was just so effortless and so natural, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like, I don't know, like it just happened real organically. I'll just say that.
Was it, just out of curiosity, when you used to working with primarily Hiero, what you do, was it a little bit? Did you approach it a little bit with a little hesitation when you were working with the kind of an outside producer for so much, or was it just like you said, did it just when it started to get the quality song and just let it go and just let it be?
Yeah, like I said, things kind of just evolved that into that direction. Like, you know, how we linked up is that he had a studio right next door to us in High Street Studios, where we did all of our old stuff,
okay.
93 till Infinity and all those records there. You know what I'm saying? So
that's in Frisco.
In Frisco, yeah. And he was renting a spot right next to the spot that Hiero was renting. And he just was like, we'd be seeing each other every night, and I was working on my album, so I was like, yo, I gotta get you on some beats. He'd come in, like, peep my stuff, and I'd go into his studio, and, you know, he'd be fucking with Planet Asia or Encore or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I'd just be in there chilling, listening to his music, and I was like, man, I gotta get you on my record. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't happen. It wasn't like, you know, just like time schedules, you know, they just, whatever, it just didn't happen. And, but I used to always see him and bump into him and be like, and we'd be like, man, we got to do that. We need to do some music. And finally, he just was like, yo, I'm like, he's like, I'm doing like some new stuff right now. Like, I'm experimenting like a little bit with my beats, and this shit's just coming out hot. I got a whole, like, it's kind of like a little style that I'm fucking with, and I want to get you on there, and like, we should do a whole album together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Architect is hungry, you know what I'm saying? But he, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure he came out a lot of cats like that. But I just like, when I heard the beats, I was like, damn, you know what I mean? I can fuck with this right here. Like, this is the lane. This is what I want to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? So,
you sound
like,
perfect over that production.
Yeah.
It sounds real natural.
Exactly. It was like exactly what I was looking for. And it was coming from like my people basically already that I already had a relationship with. You know what I'm saying? So it was just dope that he had the idea. I was like, hell yeah, man. We was on the same page, just creatively. Just, we're both mature artists, so we ain't really hung up on hella stuff. You know what I'm saying? We really just like the end product is gonna be like dope to the listener. We ain't gonna be all hella meticulous and fine tooth combing everything or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we respect and honor the music. Like, you know, we ain't putting out no bullshit or nothing like that, but we want music to happen.
Yeah.
We don't wanna be wasting time like with all the other stuff, you know. So
now, we talked a little bit earlier in the beginning about how you used to, it's like muscle memory when you're on the road or you're performing. But I wanted to ask, how, you know, do you have family, and does it take a toll on you to be away from your family, or is it, I mean, how does that work in terms of home life, being on the road so much?
I mean, you know, just to keep it real, like, I don't have kids or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of my brothers, you know what I'm saying, they got kids, and like, I know it's hard for them to like be away from their children, and you know what I'm saying, like, it's just, you know, any parent knows that. Like, I'm not a parent, but I can understand, you know what I'm saying? I can't fully comprehend it, you know, because you only learn through experience. So, but on the same token, like, you know what I mean, I can feel like, I know that's my homie, I know how much love I got for their children, so I can just imagine what they got. So, you know what I mean? I know that can be hard and take its toll, but, you know, for me, like, you know, whatever, you have little relationships with women that probably, you know, don't like it and stuff like that, and, you know, they all, you know, because I've been doing it for a minute, you know, I'm more of a veteran at it.
Yeah.
So, like, all the stuff that probably I did when I first hit the road when I was fresh out of high school and just was wilding, and you know what I'm saying? Didn't really care as much, you know what I mean? That those are like the stereotypical kind of actions that people think about when you're on tour, but me, I don't. Like, in this day and age, I ain't really as bad as I used to be, so I get a bad rap, man, you know what I'm saying, for that. But other than that, it's pretty cool, you know, but it does, you know, it takes its toll, you know what I mean, in terms of, like, relationships, because people just, you know what I mean, it's such an important part of your life, and you have to do it, so it just takes you away from whatever's going on in your real life.
Gotcha. So this is your second solo, right? This is what you're listening to.
Yeah.
Can you explain the process of recording Souls of Mischief or a Hyro album with your own? Because I know you're being, I know how when you're in a group setting, you kind of go with what the group, I guess, mission statement is, for lack of a better term. When you're solo, it would seem like you get to really expound on stuff that you can do that you wouldn't be able to do in a group setting. So is that kind of how that is?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny how that happens, because, like, I'm so used to being in the group setting, and I, like, kind of enjoy, even this is like a collaborative thing, so, like, I always enjoy, like, collaborating with other artists, and I just, you know, just being, I think, just in the arts in general, other artists, like, you know, being around other artists or whatever, you know what I'm saying, but, like, and it's inspirational, but when you're doing your solo thing, for me at least, like, I kind of did venture off and do maybe something a little different than what would always happen in terms of hieroglyphics or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like when you start to have that freedom, because, you know, it's not just the fact that you got to fill up more space, but you're there by yourself, you're not bouncing ideas off of anybody or whatever, so it's kind of like everything is on you a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's hard, you know, in one sense, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you have to think of it all by yourself.
Yeah.
But then again, everybody knows, you know, too many shifts, whatever, chefs spoil the stew or whatever. Like,
yeah, right.
I think hieroglyphics really has a good balance on it, you know what I mean? But it's a democratic process kind of, so it's just going to be different than if it's one person. There's the group dynamic and all that, but,
yeah.
I mean, I kind of can't say that I lean towards either one more, you know what I'm saying? Like, at times I want to just zone out and just do my thing, and then other times I want to, like, be with the crew, so it's kind of like I basically got the best of both worlds, you know what I mean? And it kind of keeps me sharp, like you were saying, like, whatever, iron sharpens iron, like, you know what I mean? Like, both sides, you know, and I produce too, so I'm like, I always make beats, so I'm just trying to stay immersed, like, in music, you know what I mean?
I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, I know your first album you produced primarily,
mm-hmm.
pretty much all of it. So, are you planning on getting more awareness for your production? Because I know you produce, but
yeah.
It seems like that's as well known as obviously your mic prowess.
Yeah, I mean, like, really producing for me is, you know, just trying to be more honest about it is more like I just never felt like anybody was really giving me what it was worth, you know what I'm saying, in terms of, like, anybody who wanted to get down with something outside or whatever, and, like, you know what I mean, it's kind of hard to hear, like, Hyro over your music and then, like, hear somebody else over it who really ain't gonna really do it justice, you know what I mean, so, like, for me, it ain't really, you know, some cats is like, they want to get their beats out there and get known and get their cheese up and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, for me, I'm like, I mean, all of that is real. That's real life. You have to feed your family.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, maybe it's a little illogical on my part, but I just can't see myself just parting with hot shit and just give it to just anybody, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, and I haven't really had the opportunity to, like, produce for anybody that I really felt was on that level, you know what I mean? Not that I really tried or anything, but, you know, I feel like, you know, all the stuff that I've done with Hyro have been pretty solid and strong, you know what I mean? So I just always wanted to have whatever I did just be represented on that, basically up to those same standards, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, I know UNA Plus described as kind of like the creative core of hieroglyphics and Souls of Mischief. So what inspires and motivates OPO in terms of creativity, or is that just who you are?
Man, well, I just, my father was a musician, you know what I mean? Like, I just learned a lot about music and just, like, how it makes you feel and people's appreciation for it and stuff. And I always had a fascination with the creative process, basically, you know what I'm saying? The creative thought process, to be more specific. So, just always intrigued me as a young kid, you know what I mean? And I just, like I said, I've been blessed to be able to do what I like to do. So, I'm just fortunate, you know what I mean? It's like, really, it's not more about the inspiration. It's like, I don't want to sound like, oh yeah, I'm just so creative that I just think about stuff. You know, like, I'm not tooting my own horn. Like, I'm saying that, you know, I got the opportunity to be able to do what I want to do and be creative, and, you know what I'm saying, like, I take advantage of it. I don't take it for granted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to, you know, like I said, respect the blessing that I've been given. So it's not that I necessarily have to really search for too much inspiration, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I know God will provide, so I just, you know what I'm saying, you gotta have faith if you're gonna do this music business, you know what I mean? So really, more than inspiration, you gotta have faith. You know what I'm saying? Because it gets rough.
Hey, sure, let the folks know, signing out with Opio, let the folks know where they can get the album, what's going on with it.
You know, yeah, man, it's like, really, you know what I'm saying, if you come to the shows, man, and come check us out, man, you can always cop whatever we got, you know what I mean? But, you know, hit up Best Buy, you know what I'm saying, whatever little local record store got it, you know what I'm saying, so they got it. But if online, it's on Amazon.com, it's on iTunes, you can go to hieroglyphics.com and order it too, you know what I'm saying. It comes with a DVD too, so it's like a CD and a DVD. You know, the artwork is done by my man Dave Flores.
Is there a Don Julio video on there?
Yep. Okay. All the videos is on there, and they got, like, some other cartoons and stuff. Most of the stuff that you've seen on YouTube is on there, and then there's some other stuff, too, you know what I'm saying? So,
cool. All right, we'll get that. You tell them what it is one more time.
Vulture's Wisdom, Volume 1, man. Go cop that, you know what I'm saying? Hieroglyphics Imperium Records, and we're celebrating a decade, you know what I mean? So it's solid, man. It's solid, real hip-hop.
Now, I wanted to ask you now. I know the first album came out in 2005.
Yeah.
It's 2008 now, so people are going to have to wait 3 years for Volume 2?
Nah, that's what I was saying. You know, the music is basically, is done, you know what I mean? So, I'm not just selling wolf tickets, you know what I mean? Like, I got music ready, and I wanted to give the people that too, because I know, like, this record in particular was for hip-hop, like, hardcore hip-hop fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom could probably listen to my last record and be like, oh, this is nice, I like this, you know what I mean? And, like, the new one is just too gritty, you know what I'm saying, for it probably, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of, it's for the heads, like, you know what I mean? So it's not really made for my mom, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, this record, man, I feel like it's that one, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I'm excited about it, you know what I mean?
Cool, man. Well, thanks for sitting down with Dub CNN, man. We appreciate it. Keep us posted, and we'll sit down again, man.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. All right.